Hello, everybody, and welcome to AFL Bits episode 6 of the 2017 season, or episode 8. On today's show, I've got Luke and Stephen. Luke's already had one show, and Stephen, a regular. How are we, boys?
Good.
Good.
And also, we've got a new person, Odin. Who's your favourite team and favourite player?
My favourite team is Richmond, and I'll have to say my favourite player is Dustin Martin.
Yes. Nice. So, round 8. A few upsets, a good round though in general. A few buzzer beaters, Stevie J.
There were some Chris May, great wins.
No, not Chris May, David Mundy.
There were some great wins.
And some great losses, bad losses. So let's start with Friday Night Football. I'll read that one out. West Coast 69, Western Bulldogs 61.
8-point victory.
The grand final winners from last season are not doing as well as they would have liked. But let's hope they can rebuild. Stephen, what was our thoughts of that game?
It was an intense game at the last quarter. Bulldogs were catching up. And in the last 5 minutes, West Coast just held on.
Sam Mitchell, what do we think of him?
36 possessions, wasn't it?
I think it was that, yeah.
Yeah. Old favourite player.
Yes, and he... Us boys agree with that, Luke, Odin?
Yep.
Yeah.
So West Coast just toned down that one. Now, Stephen, would you like to read out Hawthorn versus Brisbane at Aurora Stadium?
All right, so the Hawks and the Brisbane Lions. Hawthorn, 113 to Brisbane, 75. Yes. That's a smashing.
Yeah, Luke and Stephen. Luke's a half St Kilda, half Hawthorn. Stephen, you're fully Hawthorn.
Yep.
What do you guys think?
38-point victory, not bad.
Yeah, yes. Not bad.
We needed it.
Yeah, we did, because we were
16th on the ladder, now we're 14th.
Yeah,
keep going. Say, well, Hawthorn's is my second team. I thought that Hawthorn had a great win.
Yes, and I think they would have liked that one, just a bit of a confidence booster. They got two in a row now.
Yeah.
So would Luke like to read out St Kilda versus Carlton?
Yep, St Kilda 85 and Carlton 66.
That was a good game.
Yes. St Kilda held on. Did you see it was St Kilda versus Hawthorn? Josh Bruce missed it from 3 metres out. When it was like directly in front, 3 metres out, and he missed it.
That could have been an open goal. Another smashing.
If that
81
was,
points.
If that was to win.
I know.
He would have got a spanker. So St Kilda actually not doing too bad.
You're not too bad this year.
Yeah. And they've also got Hawthorn's draft pick. So if...
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen, not very happy with that?
No.
So St Kilda can go really good, but then they're just relying on Hawthorn to do bad and they've got a good pick either way.
Yeah.
Now, can I please get... Oh, no, sorry, I'm reading this one out. GWS, 102. Collingwood, 99. Stevie J with 30 seconds to go.
No, what a lucky bounce it was. It just fell in his arms.
Got the spill and kicked it.
Just fell in his arms. The ball bounces. Fell in his arms and went bang, open goal.
Yeah, Luke Odin, did you see any of it?
No, but from what Stephen said, it sounds like it was a pretty intense game.
Wasn't Collingwood up by like 30 points?
Half time. It was.
And they had a giant,
Nathan Barkley would not have liked that one.
No,
you reckon
way.
He's got to go this year?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Luke Odin, I reckon he's gone.
Yep.
Now, Essendon Geelong, this will be the last game I read out. This
is the best game, I think.
Yep, same with me.
Essendon 110, Geelong 93. Now, my team's Geelong, and we had a great start, but three losses.
What happened,
Sam?
Three in a row, yeah.
Three in a row losses, but we had 5 in a row wins. Let's hope we can rebuild.
Yeah.
Now, can I get Odin, please, to read out the next two games, Adelaide-Melbourne and Richmond-Fremantle?
Geelong need to stay on their losing streak.
So, Adelaide-Melbourne, that was a pretty one-sided game. But the second
quarter... That's an upset.
Melbourne, rocketed in the third quarter for sure. So, Odin, do you want to read out the scores, please?
So, West Coast Eagles, 9-12-66, 17-5... 107. And that's... And Richmond Fremantle, 10-10-70. And 10-12... And Fremantle was 10-12-72. I'm very sad with that one. Yeah, just a bad mistake in the midfield.
David Mundy, did you see the end of it, Odin?
Yeah. Lucky Neil.
I saw that. I saw the apparently pushing the back from Jack Rewalt third quarter, I think it was. I saw that on replay and I don't think that was pushing the back. I have to say that would have to be probably have to go to Specsavers.
Oh, yes, that was a good one, Odin. That was a good one. So it cost them the game, the Rewalt pushing the back, because did they kick a goal out of it?
Yeah, they could have, and then they could have, and then they could have taken home the win.
So Richmond bit stiff by the umpires. GWS versus Collingwood, just saying Razor Ray was the umpire of that game. Gold Coast versus Port Adelaide, the Chinese game, first ever AFL Chinese game. Stephen,
thanks,
you want to have the honours of reading out Gold Coast versus Port? Was a really one-sided game.
I know. So the Suns got off to a bad start and a bad finish with 38. And Port Adelaide, thrashing up 110.
I wouldn't say 110 is like a good score, but
I know
38
compared to 38. That's
how do you score four goals in a game of footy? Gold Coast kicked 4-14.
That's 14. A very good reputation for Australia of how good some of our football players are.
And then it's a bad reputation for how bad an AFL team is.
Yes.
You reckon China will start a
AFL league?
Yeah, they probably will.
I reckon they will.
How did Gold Coast...
CFL.
Yeah. Something like that. And how do you kick four goals in a game? That's a goal every quarter.
Yeah.
It could have been two a quarter or three a quarter and then one and then none.
Yes, now can I please have Luke to read out North Melbourne versus Sydney?
This was an upset, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah. It's in Etihad. Sydney, 7/8 on the ladder. North Melbourne.
Yeah, Luke, do you want to read that one out, please?
Okay, North Melbourne, 78, and Sydney Swans, 120. I reckon that was a highlight for me because I like Sydney Swans.
Yes. So everyone's highlight, Stephen?
Hawthorn getting over the line against Brisbane.
Definitely, Odin.
Probably highlight would have been probably seeing Hawthorn get a win with Brisbane and... I'll have the upset for me was the Jack Rewalt free.
Yeah,
pushing the back.
My low light's definitely Essendon beating Geelong. So, but my highlight is the AFL is going into different countries. Yeah. It's expanding its popularity.
Yeah. I reckon it'll go to China, then America.
Yeah, I don't think
America.
I don't think Trump would want an AFL. He's They're good with NFL. They're good with NFL.
Yeah.
And so would everyone like to give their round 9 tips? Whoopsies. What do we think of round 8? Any upsets?
Upsets, I reckon it is... I got two. Richmond and Fremantle.
Did you expect Richmond to win?
Yeah. Was that the MCG?
Yeah, it's the same as me.
That would have given Richmond a bit of an advantage.
Sydney getting over the line against North Melbourne that Eddie had as well.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Geelong versus the Western Bulldogs. Friday night
that
footy
will
at
be
Simmons
a good
Stadium.
Oh, at Simmons.
I reckon Geelong might crack their losing streak.
Yeah, I reckon they'll just get over the line by about under 20 points.
Thanks, Luke. Odin?
I reckon it might be a very close game because they're two great teams.
Yes, who do you reckon's going to win?
Probably the Bulldogs.
Okay,
Odin?
Well, the way how bad Western Bulldogs have come from last year grand final and then they've just gone on to a bit of a losing streak. Well, not a bit, but I reckon Geelong could crack it. Geelong could make the win.
Sorry about that, guys. Bit of a confusion there. St Kilda versus Sydney at the Etihad Stadium for 1:45.
Ooh. St Kilda who?
Sydney. I reckon the Saints will keep
Saints.
Their winning streak.
Saints will.
Saints.
Arden? Saints.
Yes, sounds a clear one. GWS versus Richmond at Spotless Stadium. GWS, everyone agree?
Yeah, GWS.
Nah, Richmond.
Oh. Richmond.
Oh, 2-2.
Yes, Adelaide versus Brisbane at the Gabba.
Oh, yeah, I'll still go Adelaide. Oh, I'm going Adelaide.
Luke?
Probably Adelaide.
I'm going to have to go Adelaide.
Adelaide have lost two in a row, so I reckon Adelaide will win one.
Yeah.
Collingwood versus Hawthorn. I think Hawthorn will win this.
Yeah, Hawks.
Yep.
And I'll be at this game, and it's going to be a memorial time with Lou Richards.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So Essendon versus the Eagles. That will be a close game since...
Where at?
At Essendon, Etihad. And remember, West Coast can't play at Melbourne.
Yeah, so
Melbourne.
I'm going Essendon.
I reckon Essendon will
Essendon.
Win.
Essendon.
North Melbourne versus Melbourne at the MCG.
Oh, I'll go the D's.
D's?
Yeah, I reckon North will win one.
Yeah, same, North.
So, Fremantle versus Carlton.
I reckon Fremantle.
I'll probably take Fremantle.
I'm going to change it up a bit. I'm going to go the Blues.
Yeah, the Blues can
win.
Wait,
where is it at?
Domain.
Oh, not Fremantle. Change it.
Okay. We also have a very special guest here. He played in the VFL for the Sandringham Zebras. He's also a Richmond fan. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Aaron.
Aaron Hodges.
Yes.
If it rings a bell, he's a VFL player. He was a star, but unfortunately retired. Was it retire or just had...
We'll say retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we seeing of the Richmond start? 5 wins in a row, 3 losses.
It was a good start. Hitting their straps now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Going well with 3 losses in a row.
Yes.
A bit of a reality check. But
for sure. Thank you very much for joining us, everyone. Hope everyone enjoyed, and we'll see you all next week.
Go the Hawks!
Come on, Tigers!